ABC Radio Australia.
Facing a barrage of criticism at home and abroad, the Solomon Islands Prime Minister is standing his ground and passionately defending a move to suspend access to the social media giant Facebook. Prime Minister Manasa Sogavare told Parliament that Facebook is a threat to national security, Christian values and the country's unity. And he argues that it is his government's duty to protect Solomon Islanders from it. While details on when or how this will be done are still not clear, many young people are questioning the Prime Minister's motivation and reasoning. Our reporter Evan Wasuka is in Honiara and has more on the story.
Like many young people, Maverick Peter Seda is deeply worried about the government's plan to restrict access to Facebook. Mr. Seda is a youth activist who's been raising awareness about corruption and poor services through stories, photos and video. While he has his own concerns about bad behaviour on Facebook, he doesn't accept the Prime Minister's argument about the need to suspend the social media site.
Some students, including university students, we use Facebook we create a group chat or a study group. This is where we share information for our studies. It's also a social accountability tool for us young people where we can put our leaders on the spot and held them accountable and make them answerable for their actions in public.
Mr. Seda is a member of the youth online campaign Solomon Islands, a Facebook group that's tackled youth-specific issues, climate change, corruption, and has been promoting kava as a potential cash crop for young farmers. He says suspending Facebook will hit his members hard.
If Facebook is suspended, it will affect what we do, especially our awareness and our networking with the kava farmers, because if we are to switch to any other platform, it will take time for most of the young people to understand how the platform works. I think Facebook is the most easiest one and for young people to understand how to use it.
For more than a week, Facebook has been the place where Solomon Islanders have gone to vent their anger. But there was even speculation over the weekend that government would reconsider the controversial move. But on Monday morning, Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare ended that with a fiery statement on the floor of Parliament.
People have been defamed by users who use false names. And people's reputation that have been built up over the years have been torn down in a matter of minutes, Mr. Speaker, on Facebook. Who are you, Mr. Speaker, for being kind of yourself? And so the use of pseudonames and the lack of legislative mechanisms have made enforcing the above breaches, impossible now.
And far from backing down, the PM dug his heels in and bolstered government's position to suspend Facebook.
So the closure of this social media platform is temporary, while policy and lawmakers explore ways in which this can be regulated so that the individuals can be held accountable for what they say in social media.
But questions from the public and MPs on when this suspension will start or how it will be implemented continue to be unanswered. Mr. Sogavare says his officials are still working out the details and that police and government departments have met to discuss how it will happen, while a meeting with internet service providers is also on the cards. But for most of his statement, the Prime Minister used Parliament to hit out at critics like the Leader of Opposition.
In an interview with ABC Radio, Talk of Prison Service, the leader of the official opposition, stated that the ban of Facebook is really targeting our youths, who are 70% of this country's population, and use the word is pathetic. Sir, I agree. But not, Mr. Speaker, to silence them, but rather to protect them. To protect them from cyberbullying and the vile, abusive language that some of the online forums and Facebook is peering out, Mrs.
But Mr. Seda doesn't accept that line of thinking. He believes the government should look for other ways to resolve the specific problems it's concerned with.
Consult the leading youth organizations like the National Youth Congress and even the Provincial Youth Council. Get the view on temporary suspension on Facebook before ban Facebook and tell that, this is what happened to our young people. Because if the Prime Minister consults the leading youth organization, the leading youth organization will give the first-hand information.
While he's upset about the government's position on Facebook, he's urging young people to respond responsibly.
Young people, especially our young people in Solomon Island, not to overreact with the issue. There are better ways that we could talk with the government. There are better democratic ways which talk with the government, rather than overreact and swearing on social media, especially on our Prime Minister, doesn't show how responsible we are.